look, you better be nice, because if you want in on this, if you want in on this baseball chat thread that he has with his buddies, Mark 42069 and Joe Go Jays Go.
Right.
If you want in on this, you're going to have to give them a friendly answer to this question. Ziggy, fire away. This is what goes on in this chat thread. Fire away.
We've been discussing that Tanner Roark should be the game three starter.
Okay, so Kev, yeah. this was Shai Davidi's answer to the very same question yesterday.
No, don't play that.
Count the seconds from the time the question ends to Shai's response.
Tanner Roark should be the option for the third game in the playoffs.
Oof. I hope you just started laughing. Yeah, I like it. We didn't have any dead air.
I hope he is. I hope he wasn't driving in his car when you asked him that. Because look, you know, to a serious question, you can't start a question to a guest with "you have to be nice," knowing that if you start a question like that, there's no chance I'm going to be nice.
Who starts in a game three?
Not him, unless you're smoking a lot of really, really good stuff and you really don't care whether you win or lose or not. I would assume it's that guy. It's, for me, it's Shoemaker. There's not a question on who the starter is. You know, he can command a fastball. He can throw a secondary pitch anytime he wants to in any part of the game. That's the thing you want, and you feel comfortable. You know, when Matt Shoemaker's in the game, I feel comfortable that he'll give you, you know, not a quality start, but he'll give you a chance to win a game, sort of like Ryu. That's, you know, he's going to massage the strike zone. He's going to command the fastball. Again, he's got the couple of different secondary pitches that he can get a left-handed hitter out. He can get a right-handed hitter out. And then if you want to, you want to bring in some stuff, you could follow him up with Robbie Ray. You know, depending on what part of the game is, depending on how Shoemaker's next start goes, you know, I'm assuming he'll get somewhere around 75 pitches. If that's five-ish, you know, maybe six innings, then the next time it's all systems go. You know, you take the gloves off. Maybe you give him 100 pitches. You give him 100 pitches. He looks good through, you know, five innings. Then you may bring in a Robbie Ray to get through the sixth and the seventh, and then if you have the lead, hopefully you could hand it over to a Dolis and a Bass. That, I think that's a perfect scenario. That would make a lot of sense. Robbie Ray starting the game, you know, he's very erratic with his fastball. That's his best pitch. He's a stuff guy. He's not a location guy. So thinking he will give you, you know, four plus innings, probably not. That's not going to happen. So you want him in after a guy that's, you know, locating down and away, going up and in, moving somebody's feet, you know, sprinkling in a split finger, throwing a slider, throwing a slow breaking ball. You know, he can control a running game, all of these things. And then you bring in a guy that's spitting fire out the ears and, you know, grunting all over the place, and he can get you through those two innings. But the first thing, and that question you guys asked me, that, you know, that's, I've been on how many shows at Sportsnet? That's probably right up there with one of the dumbest questions I've ever been asked. You know, is that a nice way to answer that?
Well, no, but
yeah, that was all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kev, you and I, we're trying to, we got to infiltrate this chat, this text thread that Ziggy's got with his buddies. Like,
we'll get you guys in. Well, I'll put you on the list. I can't guarantee you'll be accepted, yeah, but I'll put you on
the
list.
Well, you could put me on the list. I'm not sure I would accept. I mean, if these are the conversations that you guys are having.
Oh, they're a lot worse than this.
There are hotter takes. We also play, and Kevin Barker is our guest on Leadoff Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We also play a game that is taking the nation, and that is the People Down the Hall by storm. It's yay or nay. So you got a yay or nay.
that's good.
You got a yay or nay this scenario.
Now I know how you guys get through a radio show this early in the morning. I get it now.
This and tons of coffee. Yeah. And whether or not there's a liqueur in the coffee, that's up to others to decide. Yes.
Don't tell nobody.
That's between us and the wall. Okay, so the Blue Jays are young, fun, but flawed. That's a yay. They're young and fun to watch, and they're certainly flawed. Here's the thing. Yay or nay, they won't, so the key word is won't, they won't scare their playoff opponent. Yay or nay?
Nay.
I like that. Tell us why. Why would they scare the Rays or the White Sox or whoever they play?
I'll throw a question back at you. Would you be surprised if they beat the Rays?
No, because I look at it, Kevin, and it's tough to go to Tropicana Field, especially Gibby always used to call it the House of Horrors, right? And it's just a tough place. But it's there's a lot more at stake, but I don't think you look at this any differently than you do May or July, August. Hey, we got to go to the Trop. Let's take 2 out of 3. You look at it that way. Let's take 2 out of 3.
And I know I have my number one going. You have Ryu, which he's going to give you a chance to win. You'll have Walker going the second game. If you can win one of the first two games, all gloves are off the third game. You know, I just mentioned who could pitch the third game. You know, you have Bo Bichette, Teoscar Hernandez back. Gurriel Jr., if he stays hot, I know the last couple of games he's had a little bit of a hiccup. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. give you something offensively. The only thing I'm saying is if it is – the Rays, you're used to which way their breaking balls go. You know how, you know, if they throw 1-0-0, what it looks like to get it over for strike one. You know, if you're facing a Blake Snell, how that curveball looks for strike three. You already know. This team's a breaking ball hitting team. Besides a couple of guys that are in the middle of the order, they're going to go up hunting breaking ball. You know, all these other American League teams, they have no idea how Shane Bieber's breaking ball works. Right? They have no clue about which way any of these other guys want to set you up, how they want to put you away. So just going into a race series, they would have they'd be comfortable with their at-bats, I would think. And if you don't beat yourself, you know, Gibby always used to say that because the Blue Jays would beat themselves more times than not going in there. And the Rays rarely did that. They caught the balls they were supposed to do. They would run the bases the way they were supposed to do. When they got the ball out of the bullpen, they would throw it the way they were supposed to. That's why they were winning most of those games. And I just think the Blue Jays have nothing to lose. You know, their playoffs are right now. Once they get into the playoffs, it's gravy. Now you just get your foot down and get it singing. And if you're on the mound, don't worry about anything. Think about locating outer thirds, elevate with two strikes. Maybe you can go deep in this thing and make a run at it.
With only a handful of games left, is it tough to stay motivated for this group, especially since it's a young group? They made the playoffs. They weren't even supposed to have a sniff. Is it tough to kind of finish out these last couple games?
Well, right now they're not in the playoffs. You know, their magic numbers too. You know, they're still playing the Yankees. They got the Orioles who are up and coming and think they're better than the Blue Jays. That's, you know, I think it's a very individual thing. Every individual's trying to get something accomplished before the end of the season so they give themselves a chance to succeed in a playoff series. That's what it's all about. I've never been this far in a race, but I've been in the middle of a season when you're grinding and you just aren't doing something right. And now you're trying to figure something out, like a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You're starting to see him a little bit with a relaxed at bat. You see the barrel now. It's laid across his shoulder. You know, it's not very statuesque where he goes and stands and waits on the pitcher. You know, those hands way above his head, barrel back behind his head, and he stands there and waits on you. Now it's a very relaxed thing. He lays it on. Pitcher goes, he raises it. All he's doing there is trying to give himself a chance. He's not making big changes. It's a small change to just go and look for a fastball, maybe look for a breaking ball. When I get it, I put my best swing on it. It's little things. It's very individual. Individually, they try to figure something out. When they get to the playoffs, they forget about all that. They get it down. They get it singing.
With Kevin Barker on leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I know you and Jeff Blair talk about it all the time, Kevin, but we'll bring it to the morning airwaves here. Are these brain farts the product of the fact that this team is very young and we won't see so much of this next year, the year after, as time goes on? Or are you worried about just the sheer amount of some of the snafus we've seen this year and the fact that it could suggest something more problematic?
Yeah, I think everything at the big league level is a little bit faster than what these kids are used to. Minor leagues, you know, everything's a tick slower than it is here. You know, guy running to first base, you have a little bit longer to get rid of the baseball to throw it to first base. You know, going first to third, you know, the outfielders have a little bit better arm. They're a little bit more accurate. They hit the cutoff a little bit more. Everything's a little bit faster. I think they've learned that. You know, I think their mistakes here lately have settled down a little bit. It's not put your head down and run till you get tagged out kind of thing. That's – you know, the coaching staff has had enough conversations, you know, behind closed doors that they're aware of what they need to do, aware that everybody up here is just as good as you are. You need to understand that before it actually happens. You know, it's field awareness. I got to know where I'm at before I actually start doing it. It's common sense. The old saying is, for me, when I was a player, is you do it once, okay. You do it twice, shame on me. You do it three times, you probably won't have a job anymore. It's these things that I think they're trying to learn. They're trying to get better at. You know, next year, we should rarely see these things. They should understand how to play the game of baseball. It's baseball 101. I catch them when I should catch them. I run when I should run. I try and do a little bit, my best job I can do when I'm hitting, when I'm pitching. I throw strike one. It's real simple. You know, it's not reinventing the wheel. It's just, if you want to be a consistent big leaguer, these are the things you have to do consistently.
All right. Well, you were such a fan of yay or nay. I'm going to yay or nay you one more time.
All right.
Yay or nay, the Blue Jays opening day catcher in 2021 is on this team right now.
Nay.
Ooh. Give us your thought.
Okay.
I agree with you. It's not Kirk. He's not there. Like, because he's not played above A ball. So if this is a normal season, Kev, you're probably double A, maybe triple A if you feel comfortable. Like, yeah. He's got to get more reps in. But I'm more interested in your thoughts than on what this means for Danny Jensen.
Offensively, you know, you have to see somewhat of a stride from Danny Jansen. You know, one thing that stands out to you is hitting fastballs. He looks like most of the time he has no chance of making solid contact against something that's hard. Well, that's an issue because most people in 2020 throw things hard. It's, you know, if you don't have, you know, lower half, you don't have balance, you don't have a great foundation, you know, he's very handsy. Means it looks like a windmill. When he starts his swing, he tries to get the Dante Bichette thing, you know. It's almost like he's hearing Dante say, get the barrel in the zone quicker. And he starts it, and it's like that, slow, and it looks like a windmill. When he starts it, it's very slow. It's very methodical in the strike zone. Instead of getting it in quick through it, you know, it's quick motions to the baseball. It's rarely that we see that. For me, it's okay. You know, he has a little bit of a setback. They from my understanding, they love him. John Schneider loves him. They love the way he thinks his way through a baseball game. They love the way he catches Ryu. You know, he's catching the younger guys very well. He follows the game plan, which is a big deal. You know, the Velcro. That's everybody's, you know, they follow that by heart. If you go against that now, you better be 1,000% sure, because if it goes wrong, you know, something bad's going to happen. He's very good at doing that. It's just offensively, you know, you have to ask yourself, are you okay with him hitting eighth next year and playing five times a week? You know, right now I'm not. I'd rather have a veteran guy in that could hit maybe sixth in my order, who could drive in some big runs, who could catch, you know, four times a week. Maybe Danny catches three times a week. You know, you maybe get that guy to come in and catch for you. That could be a huge help for him, not having to think about getting him through five pitches. It's impossible. You can see it. You can see he's trying to pull his hair out, you know, figuring out, I put five fingers down in one, I have to start all over again, so the mind's just churning. It's impossible for a young guy to go from that, carry that over to the offense and actually be productive. So I just think it's okay. It's okay. He's my backup catcher. You know, he's still in the big leagues. He's still a part of this team because he's earned the right to be that. Is he the opening day starter? For me, he's not.